Talk Sports Radio.
Now back here at Menominee as we get set for the second half. This one, the Lumberjacks leading 21-17. 7 points for Bryce Taylor leading the way. 3 balls hit by Taylor and Tanner Dimka in the first half. Eastwood just 2 out of 12 from three-point range. They have not been very consistent from outside this season. At times they'll knock down a few and look good. Other times they have not been close with some of those long-range bombs. East will have a basketball to begin the second half here, and they'll start with the starting five back out there. Dinka and Rutkowski, Taylor, Whitmark, and Hamlin. Eau Claire North will send out Hazleton. Also Crone. Milosevic, Lawrence, and Weitz. Rutkowski on the dribble. Gets it to Widmark. Top of the key, out of Taylor. They lock it over the top to Hamlin off the glass. It's going to be a goaltend. It goes in anyway, but it is a goaltend. And Hamlin will get credit for the hoop. 23-17 Lumberjacks. What did they call? Foul. Chance for a three-point play or a goaltend. One or the other. They're probably talking about whether the foul happened before the goaltend, so let's see. They are going to call a foul on Lawrence, and that's three. That's a big call right there. Lawrence will get his third foul, and Emma will get a chance for a three-point play. Hamlin's got 4 points, chance to add to that here at the line. Foul shot's on the way, and it brackets off. No good. North with the rebound. Lumberjacks, 4 out of 6 now from free throw line. North with the basketball. Out on top to Weitz. Now they give it off to Milosevic. Weitz measures, shoots the three. That's going to be short. The long rebound comes to Taylor. East will push it ahead. Rutkowski. North gets back on defense. Widmark between the circles. Gives it to Taylor. Taylor, Hadouken at the elbow, kicks it back out. Rutkowski, Widmark, left wing. Looks inside, now wants to go baseline, spins. Makes a nice move, hangs in the air, puts up a shot up and in. Widmark with a little spin move and up with the right hand. And it's 25-17. Lumberjacks by 8, their biggest lead of the night. Milosevic with it, now it's Weitz. Right wing to Crone. Crone gets it back from Milosevic again. Sets him a screen, drives down the lane, kicks it left wing. Hazleton for three. Too hard, back bracket, and the rebound grabbed. And then a ball blocked by him, but they're going to call a foul. Somebody said he got it with the body. Now they're going to call a foul on Widmark. Widmark will pick up the foul. That's his second. So that's another break for East right there. Instead of Hamlin picking up his third, Widmark gets the foul. That's his second. And it will send Weitz to the line to shoot a pair here. First one's up and in. 25-18. Ethan Danielson gets back into the game for North. Lawrence will sit down with those three fouls. Second foul shot coming. That's back bracket, no good. Widmark with the rebound. Rutkowski into the front court. Watch it drive down the lane. Hangs in the air. Puts it on. Cut the roll. Jane Rutkowski, coast to coast. And got a tough roll on a right-hander up in the lane. And it's 27-18. North in the front court. Crone picks up his dribble now. Gets it back out to Hazel. Weitz leans in. Danielson lost the handle on it for a moment. Then we get a timeout. Eau Claire North takes a timeout. We'll take one as well. 6:04 to play here in third quarter. Lumberjacks leading 27-18. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
As a referee, I pay attention for a living.
While I'm busy watching the game, I need your help keeping an eye on the stand.
If you see something that doesn't look quite right, tell a law enforcement official.
We all play an important role in protecting our community, and you can help.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
If you see something, say something is used with permission by the New York Metropolitan Transportation Authority.
Fox Sports, Sports Radio.
And we're back here at Menominee High School. It's got an old-timey feeling to it. It's one of those older gyms, very small, cozy. The back wall, side walls are right near the court. Kind of this fieldhouse stuff with lots of room and a track running around the side of the court. This is old-time basketball here. North has the basketball out of the timeout. And they hit it in the head to Ethan Danielson. Danielson wants to try her. That was Milosevic wants to try it. Instead kicks it off for a three, and Danielson will knock down the three. Ethan Danielson for three makes it a six-point game, 27-21. Lumberjacks break pressure. Widmark drives, hangs, shoots, tough shot, no. And the rebound grabbed by North. Huskies into the front court with it, giving it to Crone. Pass knocked away by Dimka. Crone gets it back. Wants to go baseline. Whites has it outside the arc. Now they'll kick it back outside and reset. Milosevic gives it off to Whites. Now it's Danielson. El ball knocked away by Hamlin for a moment, but North retains possession. Crone on the dribble. Kicks it outside. Weiss wants to drive. Leans in. Hunter lays it off the bottom of the rim, and Dimka with the rebound. Now he's into the front court with it. But Kelsey flipped it to Dimka, who caught it before he landed in the front court. Dimka crossed center court and jumped up, and he didn't come down before he caught the ball, so it's an over and back violation called on the Lumberjacks. Sixth turnover of the game on East. North gets the ball back. 6 points, Lumberjack advantage. Bullet pass inside too hard off the hands of Crone out of bounds. And it's the 11th turnover on the Huskies, so East gets it back here. North is going to pressure in the back corner, actually set up the trap. Taylor over to Widmark. Widmark dribbles it into the front court. Now gets rid of it to Rutkowski. He's doubled in the corner, needs to get rid of it, and does to Widmark. Widmark thought about the three, didn't take it. Dimka, they swing it to Taylor. Taylor right away. Back outside to Dimka. Taylor gets it back. They're looking to post up Hamlin. Now down low, and Widmark catches, lays it up. Nice pass by Taylor. Got Widmark a layup. 29-21, Lumberjacks. Whites were walking ahead. Gives it off to Crone. He's coming in man-to-man here this time. Hazleton outside to Milosevic. Now it's Crone with it. He shoots a three and got it. Step back three for Danny Crone. He's got six. And it's 29-24. 5 point game. Taylor. Gronkowski in the front court to Hamlin. Hamlin gives it off to Dimka in the corner. Back down to Hamlin. Knocked away. And all Widmark comes away with it. Eggs in the air. Shoots. They're going to call a travel on Bryce Widmark. And North will have it on the 7th East turnover. Lumberjack basketball brought to you in part by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all of the area athletes a successful season. North into the front court with it. Danny Crone, Trent Payne in the game, dogs him. Pass inside to Weichs. Turns, kicks it back out. Milosevic, now it's Danielson. They swing it, Weichs has it. Catch and shoot three, Crone's out of the key part of the net. Danny Crone with back-to-back threes. And all of a sudden, it's a two-point game. Lumberjacks led by eight at 1 point. Taylor still in the back court with it. Now gets it to center court. Double gets rid of it to Dimka. They had Hamlin down low. Didn't get him the ball. Now it's Pate. Skip pass to Taylor. Thought about the three. Didn't take it. Taylor, Pate in the lane. Turn. Shoots at the left hand. And gets the roll. Good Pate. On a nice feed from Taylor. Taylor is really finding the open man here tonight. 31-27, 4-point Lumberjack advantage. Twice. And now back outside to Hazleton, and they'll reset. Hands it off to Chrome. Eight's on him. Weiss gives it off to Hazleton again. Now coming out to get it, Milosevic. Here's Weiss drives in and tries to dunk, misses the dunk. And they get their own rebound, probably a travel, and they got away with one. There's a shot, but that's no good. Chrome missed it on the three ball. Weiss missed a dunk. Pate drives in. We're going to get a whistle. A blocking foul is going to be called. Trent Pate with a jump stop got fouled by Hazleton. That's his second non-shooting foul. So East will inbound it here. Actually, they're going to give Trent Pate two shots here on that. So Trent Pate, first time to the foul line, knocks it down. He's a lucky. East is going to bring in Sean Wilson, Eric Daniel, and also in for the first time, Bruce Nass. Coach Dimka is still trying to figure out what his solid rotation is going to be as we get into the unofficial second half of the season. Pate misses the second foul shot. 32-27, a five-point advantage for the Lumberjacks. A minute 58 to play here, third quarter. They get it high post to Weiss. Now it's Chrome gets it back. Now back to Weiss. He's staying man-to-man here. Hazleton. They're trying to post up the big guy, Lawrence, inside. Wilson is down low, battling with him. Weiss has it outside the arc. Now he gets a screen. Weiss drives in, hangs in the air. Shot blocked by Taylor. Wilson with the rebound. Weiss Taylor had a great game tonight. Taylor into the front court to Wilson. Now it's Daniel pulling from. Daniel throws it over the head of Nastas. And big smile on his face. He was wide open underneath it. Daniel threw it over his head. Got a little excited there when he saw how open Nass was underneath. And North will slow it down as they bring it ahead. Eighth turnover on the Lumberjacks. Prone on the dribble feet. Trying to stay with him. Drive in. Little scoop underhand. No good. Hey, it's a rebound. Crow wanted a foul. Didn't get it. Back the other way. Nass on the other end. Running the floor. Gets the layup. They follow this. Nass down the floor. Now North wants to attack. They get it to Lawrence. And a traveling violation on Ben Lawrence. That's about the third travel on North tonight. And their 12th turnover. They had a two-on-one. Couldn't take advantage of it. Taylor in the front court. And threw it away. Taken away by Carter Holden gets the steal. Hazleton lost it down low. Double team. Ball gets back out to Hazleton. 41 seconds remaining in the quarter. Holden wants to drive and loses the handle on the ball. Goes down. East will have it. Good defense by Taylor denying the baseline. East has it. Pate over the top to Wilson in the trap. Now gets it back to Pate. Down to Daniel in the corner, wide open for three. He got it. Eric Daniel wide open, knocks down the three. Lumberjack 37-27. All of a sudden, it's a 10-point game. North at post within two, and East has come back and made it 10 again. Actually, 10 for the first time. It was the biggest lead they had before. North is going to play for one here, 8 seconds. Weiss is going to try to operate. Drives in. We're going to get a whistle, a foul called on Wilson. Non-shooting foul. Or are they going to get shots? Looks like it's going to be free throws coming. Sean Wilson will get the foul, and it will be foul shots coming for Josh Weiss with 4.3 seconds remaining in the third. It's just the first foul on Wilson. That's good to see. We're going to be playing in the fourth quarter, and Wilson is not in foul trouble. First foul shot rattles around and in for Weiss. He's got 4 points. He'll get another one here. Max Gilbert, a 6'8 senior, gets into the game for Eau Claire North. They've got some size. 6'8, 6'6, 6'6, 6'5. They got a foul shot coming, and White's got them both. East will inbound in 3 seconds. Let's see if they get a shot away. Eight splits it. He's a shoot. A three-pointer from just across half court. He splits two defenders, and Trenton Pate makes home a three-pointer at the buzzer. 40-29, Lumberjacks by 11, back in a moment. You're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are InterCity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC and MLS number 433-884.
We are Bob Moore.
Tom King back here at Avenue High School as we go to the fourth quarter. Lumberjacks leading 40-29 over the Eau Claire Huskies. Eau Claire North has the basketball to begin the quarter. It's Dinko, Witkowski, Hamlin, Woodmark, and Trent Pate out there for the Lumberjacks. Backdoor pass, knocked away, Pate steals it, and then he travels with the basketball. He got the steal and then turned it right back over again. And it will be North basketball out of bounds. Trent Pate bangs home a three-point shot, a couple of steps past half court to end the quarter, split two defenders and banked it in with the runner with the left hand. North inbounds it. Now the ball knocked away by Dinka. Into the back court, can he grab it? Ball is loose, run down by North. Braun passes it ahead into the front court to Milosevic. Now it's Hazleton. Hazleton is sporting a kid and play fade haircut. They spin it around. This is Crone again. Little Shevitz had the ball knocked away. It's grabbed. A reverse attempt, and Duca comes away with it as Little Shevitz missed on the reverse. Rutkowski into the front court for the Lumberjacks. He drives in and throws up a running off. The blast didn't get the roll. Hamlin tried to keep it alive, but North comes away with it. The thing rolled around for a long time before it fell off. Milosevic out on top now. Wikes with it. Bounce pass inside. Lawrence turns and gets fouled by Hamlin. Non-shooting foul, I believe. Or did they get Rutkowski? They're going to reach and foul on Rutkowski. And they're going to call that a shooting foul, so Morris is going to get a couple of foul shots here. So Rutkowski picks up the foul, not Hamlin. Hamlin's only got two. Wilson's only got one. First foul shot for Morris is up and in. 40-30, a 10-point advantage for the Lumberjacks. 6:46 to play in regulation. We've had one overtime game here today. So far, and Lawrence hit them both. It was Eau Claire Memorial beating Superior in overtime. Rutkowski in the front court gets double, gets it to Pate. Pate to Rutkowski. Rutkowski switch defenders, finds Widmark underneath, off the glass, up again. Widmark from Rutkowski hits the layup, 42-31. East would be very content to trade baskets here now. Hazleton wants to go baseline. He does. Shot blocked by Hamlin. The ball comes off the Warrior to Milosevic. And Hamlin will get the foul. So it will be Anthony Milosevic at the line. The foul's going to be called on Hamlin. That'll be his third. Got the block on the shot by Hazleton, but Lawrence got the rebound, or Milosevic got the rebound. Misses the first free throw. And Tim Nass in tonight for the first time for the Lumberjacks. Tim's older brother, Lewis played a little bit earlier. Second foul shot. That's no good with the long rebound grabbed by Lawrence. And that one, three ball run on top. That's too hard. North with another offensive rebound. shot put up, no. Battle for the loose ball, and another offensive board, another one, and finally they get the hoop to go. Lord missed a couple of shots, finally got one to go. And it's 42-33, east of the front court. Pate breaks pressure, gets it to Dimka. Dimka double team, gets it back to Pate. Now they get it up to Dan Hamlin. Pull a pass off the hands of Widmar, got a bounce. They had a layup there, and Hamlin threw it a little hard. Widmar couldn't handle it. It goes out of bounds. 11 turnovers on the Lumberjacks, and now North gets it back here. It's a 9-point advantage for East, but North has the basketball. Still to him tonight, D.C. Evers plays hoops and D.C. Evers hockey. We've got two more games for you, so stay with us. Now Widmar with a steal on the overplay. He wants to attack. Ball rocked away. He gets it back. Leans in. Puts it up and over the foul. And he'll go to the line to shoot two. 15 turnovers on O'Connor North tonight, including that one right there. Foul is going to go against Ethan Danielson. That's his first. And Widmar at the line to shoot a pair. First trip to the line for Bryce, and the first one's up and in. He's got 9 points tonight. Bryce Taylor is going to check back into the game, and Logan Bailey is in as well. Second foul shot coming for Widmark. Left that one short. Hamlin had a chance for the rebound, couldn't grab it. Now we're going to get a whistle, and Hamlin's going to pick up a foul. That's a cheap one right there. He picks up his fourth. And now Sean Wilson's going to quickly check back into the game. He's brought to you in part tonight by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Time out. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Hoops, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Getting your child home safely.
Tap your views together three times.
It's just a click away.
There's no place like home.
But making sure your child is in the right seat is just one of the steps down the road to safer travel.
I don't know how it works.
Find the right seat for your little one's age and size. There's no better way to get home safely. Know for sure that your child is in the right seat.
How can I ever thank you enough?
Get all the facts at safercar.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Fox Sports Radio.
5:26 to play in regulation, 43-33. Lumberjacks leading by 10. And they will send out Widmark, Taylor, Wilson, Tim Nass, and Logan Bailey. 5 team fouls on East, just 3 on Eau Claire North. So if Eau Claire North is going to foul here later on to try to get back into this game, they're going to have to pick up a few here to get East into the bonus. White's with it. And he'll bring the dribble ahead. East is going to play man-to-man here. Weiss wants to operate on Taylor. Taylor, he lopped it over the top. Now a Lawrence ball knocked out of bounds by Nass, and Eau Claire North will keep it. Adam LaRocque in the game, sophomore player for the Huskies, looks to inbound it and gets it in. Crawl ball jumper for two, too hard, no good. Widmar kept it alive, but it comes away to Wilson with the block, but he got him with the body. And Ben Lawrence will go back to the line. Widmar had a chance for that rebound, but Lawrence ripped it away from him, and then Wilson blocked his shot, but fouled him with the body, so Lawrence will shoot two here. First one's up and in. Lawrence is 4 out of 5 from the line tonight. 43-34, Lumberjacks. Second foul shot coming. Up and in, he got a hold. A lot of time left in this one. And he's will inbound it here. Bailey's going to bring it ahead for the Lumberjacks. Bailey bounced fast. Now pass in the front court to Taylor. Taylor wants to attack. Down in the corner, double kicks it back out. He spreads the floor a bit. Taylor with it, right wing. And it's fast intercepted. Threw it away that time. He's had a good game, but that was a bad pass right there. White's in the front court. He wants to drive down the lane. Throws up a runner. That's too hard. No! Late whistle. Late whistle. A foul is going to be called on the Lumberjacks. That's going to go against Bryce Taylor, and that's his second. And you're giving North a chance to catch up here with the clock not moving. Two more foul shots coming. First one brackets off. No good for White. It's an 8-point advantage, 4:44 to play here. Second foul shot coming. That's short, and Whitmark grabs that rebound. Mike's missed them both. Gives it to the front court to Taylor. Taylor at the free throw line, kicks it out to Whitmark. Whitmark double. Bailey, right wing. Back out to Taylor, drives in. Feeds Wilson, lost the ball out of bounds. It was last touch off Wilson's knee. Lumberjacks turn it over again. That was a good pass. It didn't look like Wilson was ready for it. And it was knocked around a couple of times, and then last touch by Wilson out of bounds. So North with another opportunity to cut into the deficit. Thrown on the dribble. Has it inside to Lawrence. Turner shoots over Wilson. No, Sean will pull down the rebound on the Lawrence miss. He could have front court quickly head to Widmar. Back out to Taylor. Taylor, double, needs some help. Now gets it to Bailey. Last touch by North out of bounds. East will keep it. Rutkowski's going to check back in. So is Dimka. And they'll get Bailey and Nass. Taylor will inbound again. 4:02 to play. It's in the Widmark in the corner. He's doubled. Needs to get rid of it. Ball taken away. It's Carroll's with the basketball. He turned it over. And here comes North back the other way. Into the front court. White just clears away Taylor. Because they let him play on. They kick it right wing. White goes baseline with a nice move. Hangs in the air. Shoots. Left that short. The rebound gets a lot. We're getting a whistle and we're getting a foul called. Loose ball foul on the Lumberjacks, it looks like. That's going to be called on Widmark, and that is his third. And it's going to be one and one here, I believe, for Lawrence. Lawrence, first foul shot, up and in, rolls over the front of the rim and in. Lawrence has hit five foul shots here in the fourth quarter. It's 43-36, 7-point game. Lawrence hits the second and makes it a two-possession game. Now Lumberjacks will inbound it to Rutkowski, 43-37. Rutkowski to Taylor, and he traveled with the basketball. Oh, man, unforced turnover right there. Taylor grabbed it, had it roll up his arm, and traveled with the basketball. Trent Page going to check into the game. So turnover is catching up with the Lumberjacks here in the second half, and all of a sudden, their lead is dwindling away. Weiss down the legs, flips the double team pass, blocked, or shot blocked by Paper. They're going to call a late whistle again. They're going to get paid with the foul. It's a late whistle. Paper will pick up the foul, and it'll be foul shots coming for Weiss. .327 to play, and North is able to catch up here this quarter at the free throw line. That one rattles over the front of the rim and in. They're driving to the hoop and getting to the line. 43-38, timeout call by the Lumberjacks. We'll take one as well. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
We are Buckmore!
Lumberjack basketball is also brought to you by DeBorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeBorney Orthodontics or call them at 715-842-5688. Or you can visit them online at DeBorneyOrthodontics.com. Also by Easy Living Management, the longest running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Lumberjack 25-11 at the end of the third quarter. That has dwindled to 5 and could be 4 if Weiss can knock down another free throw here. East will send out Rutkowski, Pate, Dimka, Hamlin, and Widmark. And it's up and in. Weiss hit them both. 43-39, a 4-point game. Rutkowski to the front court. East needs a hoop here. Something that's not a turnover. Dimka double teamed, and the ball rocked away. They're going to call a jump ball. Dimka gets tied up by the double tease. Tease will keep it up. It's going to be East basketball. Some confusion as to whose ball it was. It will be East basketball on the possession arrow. And Dimka will look to inbound it. Gets it into Payne in the backcourt. Now to Rutkowski. Rutkowski double. He's helped. Flips the double team, gets away to Payne. Now Payne to Dimka. Down low to Woodmark on the baseline. In the corner, he's double. Dimka, they spread the floor. And they nearly throw it away in the team. Here comes Cromack the other way. He'll lay it up, and Danny Cromack with the hoop. That's a 2-point game, 43-41. Lumberjacks just cannot take care of the basketball. It's Travis Kim. Dimka to Payne. Payne. And he'll get fouled. They're going to call a foul on Carter Holden. Still plenty of fouls to give for North, so it'll be a non-shooting foul. East will inbound it. 14 foul. East inbounds it. But Kelsey splits the double team, wants to drive in. Nearly loses the handle. He's in the corner with it. Find the open man. Now they get it into Woodmark, and the pig missed the shot. And the ball is not a foul. It's going to be red basketball. The East will keep it. They got a good look inside, and Woodmark missed it. Dimka gets it into Rutkowski. Right back to Dimka in the corner, and he's standing on a line. This is just inconceivable, the carelessness that the Lumberjacks are showing with the basketball here in the fourth quarter. 17 turnovers, most of those coming here in the second half. North can take the lead, tie or take the lead here with a three ball. There's White spins, needs to cut it inside. Last shot blocked by Hanlon. Ball is loose, North comes away with it. Now we get a whistle and we're going to get a traveling violation with the ball knocked out of bounds, and East will have it. And we get another timeout on the floor. We'll keep it right here, 2:19 to play. In regulation, it's a 2-point lead, 43-41. Just wasted most of an 11-point lead here, but they still maintain the advantage and they have the basketball. Lumberjack Hoops brought to you in part by the Bonnet Joint Center. If you're injured, why wait until tomorrow when you can see an orthopedic specialist today? Welcome to the new Bonnet Joint Walk-In Care, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Also by the Hearing House, 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Make your house a hearing house. Still to come tonight? Everest Boys Hoops, they'll take on Menominee in our next game here, and then Everest Hockey to follow that. The Evergreens taking on Fond du Lac St. Mary Springs over in the Antigo Tournament. So two more games for you tonight here on Fox Sports Radio. East will inbound into the backcourt. They've got Dimka, Rutkowski, Pate, Hamlin, and Woodmark. Rutkowski gets the screen, dribbles it into the front court. And a big feed to Hamlin on the baseline and a traveling violation against Dylan Hamlin. They turn it over again. 18 turnovers in the game, and I think at least eight of them have come here in the fourth quarter. And we still have 2:13 to play, and now once again, North can take the lead. Either tie or take the lead. In the front court with it. This would be a tough one to let's get away. Now North wants to take a timeout with the ball in the front court. We'll take a quick one as well. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Honey, how about a long walk tonight?
Our team has a lot of fans, and together, our victories have changed their lives.
Hey, Dad, beat you to the corner.
At Bone and Joint Center, we have nearly 20 top-performing providers skilled in every area of orthopedic care, so you always have a full team of specialists on your side, and no referral is needed. Bone and Joint Center, welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Sun King back here in the nominee. Let's see if the Lumberjacks can right the ship here and protect the basketball in the final 2 minutes. Although North has it here with a chance to tie or take the lead. Lumberjacks lead by 2, 43-41. It was 40-29 at the end of the third quarter. East has scored 3 points here in the fourth quarter, and they turned the ball over a big number of times. Hazleton down low to Lawrence Bobbles. Hangs in the air, shoots, no. The rebound, grabbed by Hamlin, they call a jump ball. And it will be North basketball on the possession arrow. So Hazleton will look to inbound it here. No, he won't. They're going to switch. Weiss will key the inbound play. Throws it out on top to Krohn. Inside the paint, they feed Lawrence underneath, tries to reverse, missed it. He goes over the top and grabs the rebound. And they give it to the front court to Rakowski, now to Dimka. Dimka lost the handle on it for a moment, now the ball kicks and East will inbound it. With a minute 37 to play, so North had a chance to take the lead or tie, and they couldn't get it done. Lumberjacks have the basketball now, and if North wants to send East to the free throw line, they're going to have to foul three times to get into the line. But the way they've been stealing the basketball, they're just going to try to double team if they can. That's an in travel right there. Rakowski got away with one. Didn't go with it. Now it's Rakowski to pay at the free throw line. Bounce pass inside to Windmark. Backs in, shoots, and it rolls off. No, handle with the rebound, and he got tied up, but they're going to call a foul. East will inbound it with a minute 19 to play. East has only attempted four field goals here in the fourth quarter because of all the turnovers. Here's a three ball with Kowski. No good. The rebound's grabbed by Tate. He's going to throw it underneath the Dimka. Puts it off the glass. 200. The rebound is loose. Chandler will grab it. It goes out of bounds. It will remain East basketball. Some offensive rebounds. As East could not knock down the shots there. So they'll inbound it again. Dimka gets it out to Rakowski. Rakowski at the free throw line. Bounces it to Payne right away. He's going to launch another three. That's too hard. North with the rebound. Run some clock. Make him follow you here. Now a long pass. North is going to attack. A runner off the glass. Too hard. The rebound. Launch. Shot clock. Put him. Takes back the other way. Can he slow it down? He's going to try to push. And now a timeout called by East. And the timeout with David the Lumberjacks with 46.3 seconds remaining in this one, at least in regulation. Hamlin with a big block. Again, down on the other end, as once again, North had a chance to tie or take the lead and couldn't get it done. Both teams missing some shots here inside in the last few seconds. 46.3 seconds remaining. 43-81, Lumberjacks by two. It's been this way for at least over a minute. Lumberjacks have only made one basket here in the fourth quarter and one free throw. That's it. 3 points in the period. But they still lead by two, and they have the basketball. Rutkowski to Dimka. He almost stayed in out of bounds again. Rutkowski loses the handle on it, gets it back, now gets it to Dimka. Dimka gets fouled. They've got one more to give to get East of the line. 37 seconds remaining. That's a fifth or sixth. Weiss with the foul. That's the sixth, and now they will foul again. That's the seventh, and now East will get the bonus here. And now if you make your free throws, you should be okay, but you got to knock them down. Jaden Rakowski at the line. His first trip to the line tonight. First one's on the way. He got it. Jaden's got that very unique shooting style. He grabs the ball on the side and sort of pushes it out there over his head. That one went in. 44-41. This could make it a four-point game. Off the rim, no good. Rebound loose. And the Lumberjacks are able to secure it. Big offensive board on the loose ball, and now Dimka is fouled from behind, and he'll go to the line. Hamlin kept that rebound alive, and then it was loose on the floor, and East was able to grab it. It's a three-point game. East is going to take a timeout. We'll keep it right here and remind you that Lumberjack basketball is brought to you in part by Cloverbell Credit Union. Voted the best credit union in the Los Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. And also by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital. Proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. Well, this has been an exciting one so far. We still have two more games for you tonight. One basketball game here, D.C. Everest against Menominee, and that will be followed by Everest Hockey as they take on Fond du Lac St. Mary Springs tonight in Anago. Here's a finally we'll have the hockey game when we are done with the hoops here. Between games, we'll hear from Everest head coach Corey Heckle as we get set for Everest and Menominee. Everest coming off that really tough 4-overtime loss to Wisconsin Rapids last Friday night in Wisconsin Valley Conference play. Tanner Dinsky is going to be at the line for a couple of big foul shots here. He's 2 out of 2 from the line tonight. He's got 5 points. Hamlin and Widmark out there. Dimka, Pate, and Rutkowski. .2 seconds remaining. First foul shot rattles around and in. 45-41, a 4-point game. Second foul shot coming for Tanner Dimka. On the way. He got them both. 46-41. No fouls here. Keep that clock running. No fouls. And now he dribbles it off his foot, and Widmark security can't. Weiss is going to throw it up middle with a foul, and Weiss is going to go to the line. Man alive, he's got a chance right there to just grab the loose ball as one of the North players dribbled it off his foot. They couldn't grab it. Weiss was able to secure it, went right to the hole and drew the foul. And he'll get 2 shots here with 19.9 seconds remaining. It's a 5-point game. Lumberjacks lead. That was the 5th foul on Dylan Hamlin, so they have a chance to regroup. But now they're going to get Bryce Taylor back in the game. So now he's is a little bit shorter. But Taylor's got those long arms. He plays long with those long arms. Weiss with the first foul shot on the way, and it rattles around and off. He'll get another, but that's a big miss right there. Second one coming. Left that one short. Taylor with the rebound. Weiss missed them both. Now Taylor in the backcourt, and he gets fouled, and Bryce Taylor will go to the line. And it looks like East is going to hold off Eau Claire North here in this one. They lead it by 5 with 15 seconds to play, and they're at the line for 2 shots. Actually, for a 1-1. That was the 19 foul. 1-1 coming for Bryce Taylor. Lumberjacks led by 11 at the end of the third quarter. North came back and pulled out in 2 and had numerous chances to tie or go ahead and couldn't get it done. East never trailed here in the second half. Taylor misses the front end of the 1-1, though. North hurries it up the court. Here's Cole launching a 3. That's off the front of the rim. No good. Dimka with the rebound. And now he's triple-teamed, dribbles out of trouble. And we're getting a whistle. He traveled with the basketball with 2.9 seconds remaining. But North is going to run out of time here as East is up by 5. No fouls. Hazleton looks to get it in. Ball knocked away by Dimka. It's caught out on top. Weiss is going to shoot a 3. Everything's out. No good. And that's how this one will finish. 46-41 is the final. The Lumberjacks get the victory. We'll come back, recap all of the scoring from this one, and get you set for our next game here tonight. DC Everest getting set to take on Menominee in the final game of the day in the Big Rivers Wisconsin Valley Conference Holiday Classic. We'll be back with more after this. Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 FM 93.9.